You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hanat Baba. Countless Bay Area authors with spring book release dates have had to cancel their launch parties and book tours because of COVID-19. So we're bringing them to you in a series we're calling New Arrivals. Marilyn Chase lives in San Francisco. Her book is called Everything She Touched, The Life of Ruth Asawa. It came out April 7th. Here's Marilyn.
It's about the artist Ruth Asawa, who was imprisoned as a Japanese American during World War II and came out to revolutionize sculpture and art education. In this passage, Ruth is out of prison camp and studying at Black Mountain College, where she meets the painter Joseph Albers, the futurist Buckminster Fuller, and the love of her life, the architect Albert Lanier. Albert approached Buckminster Fuller about their plan to blend art and architecture with family life. Fuller was exuberant. "The world is your oyster," he said. "You become the pearl. You rub and you rub and you make a big pearl." Ruth shyly sought out Joseph Albers for her final conference. In the past, when she'd stood up to him, saying she preferred painting flowers to abstracts, he'd responded, "Fine, just make sure they are Asawa flowers." Now, unable to meet his steely blue gaze, she lowered her eyes. "Come in, Asawa. What do you want to ask me?" he said. "I want to have a family, but I also want to become an artist. Do you think it is possible?" she asked. "How many children do you want?" Albers asked. "Six," she replied. Albert grabbed her chin and gave it a little shake. He inhaled, tightening his lips. Yeah, you make babies. That is your art," he said. "Be sure to make them Asawas." When Albert went to talk to Joseph Albers, the painter told him, "Don't ever let her stop doing her work."
That was author Marilyn Chase from San Francisco, and her book is called Everything She Touched, The Life of Ruth Asawa. It came out April 7th. For more information about that book and more, go to kalw.org/newarrivals.